This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The Grand Avenue Bridge is open. The 25,000 or so vehicles that come in and out of Glenwood Springs every day will no longer be rerouted onto Midland Avenue. The $125 million bridge project is winding down, but it's not over. Joining me in the studio to talk about what's left to do is Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Okay, so the bridge is open, but it's not done?
Not done. I recently spoke with Tom Newland. He works for the Colorado Department of Transportation. He's their public information officer for the bridge project. He says there's still 6 months of construction left. Some major things that need to get done. CDOT and the contractor are going to extend the eastbound on-ramp at exit 116 getting onto I-70. So, you know, when you're headed down Highway 82, you go through Glenwood, you cross the bridge, you're headed towards Denver, and you get on the on-ramp, and then all of a sudden you're like on the highway.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's scary. So that's now going to change. They're going to extend that on-ramp by about another 500 feet or so. The parking lot belonging to the Glenwood Hot Springs and Pool, that's been used by construction crews for about 3 years. It's kind of their staging ground for a lot of the construction. The contractor is going to build the hot springs, a new and improved parking lot.
So aside from roads and parking lots, how is the river going to be affected? Are construction crews cleaning up?
Yeah. If you stand on the pedestrian bridge and look down, there are these, they're called causeways. They're these kind of big rock platforms that go into the river. They've been used primarily for heavy machinery to take down the piers on the old bridge, put the new ones up. These need to be taken out by March 1st. That's when trout spawning season starts. So a lot of trucks will be hauling rocks out from the riverbanks. There's a lot of minor stuff that still needs to get done, of course. The rock work on the new piers of the bridge will be finished. The contractor has what's called a punch list, and it's just, you know, a matter of fixing a crack here, taking care of that over there, you know, so on.
So it sounds like there's a lot left to do, but the bridge itself, the bridge we're driving on, that's done.
It's not done. There's actually one thing they still need to do. They need to seal the deck. So the entire deck, what we drive across, is going to get a concrete sealant. It creates this really strong finish. That needs to be applied at warming temperatures, so crews won't do that until May. But they won't close the bridge entirely again. They'll probably just kind of set one lane aside and finish it incrementally.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orme. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.